Welcome to this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson, where we're building a top loop for jungle and old school DNB using only stock devices. And just to be clear right away, this isn't just about throwing hats on top of a beat. In DNB, the top loop is the energy engine. It's what keeps the track breathing, moving, and feeling alive while the kick, snare, break, and bass do the heavy lifting underneath. If the top loop is done well, a simple bass line feels bigger, a loop feels like a full arrangement, and the drop has that forward-pulling momentum that classic jungle is famous for. If it's too static, the whole tune can flatten out. If it's too busy, it starts fighting the bass and the drums. So the goal here is a top loop that feels dusty, kinetic, a little unstable, but still controlled enough to sit cleanly in the mix. We're going to build a 4-bar top loop that works as the high-end motion layer for an old-school flavor DNB section. We'll make a hat and shaker pulse, add a ghosted break top texture, bring in a metallic tick layer for extra motion, and then use automation to make the loop evolve across 8 and 16 bars. All of it with Ableton stock devices only. Start by setting your context. Open an arrangement and set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. That's a very comfortable zone for jungle and old school DNB. Put in your kick, snare, or break foundation first, because the top loop should support that groove, not replace it. Then create a dedicated track or group called TOP loop. I like to think in phrases right away, so set up an 8-bar section and a 4-bar loop brace. Even if the pattern repeats, the arrangement should feel like it's moving from setup to variation to release. Now let's build the main pulse. Create a MIDI track and low drum rack. Keep it simple at first. Choose a closed hat, a shaker, and maybe a short open hat or ride-like accent. Program a basic 16th note pattern, but don't just fill every space. That's the first trap. Jungle groove comes from tension and breathing room, not from constant motion. So start with straight 16THS, then pull a few hits out. Add accents on places like the F1 and the end of 3 if that helps the loop push forward. Use velocity to make it feel human. A good rough range is somewhere around 55 to 95 in velocity, with the stronger accents doing the talking and the softer notes filling the space around them. If you want some width, pan the supporting percussion a little left and right, but keep your main pulse near the center so the groove stays focused. If the pattern feels too stiff, open the groove pool and add a subtle swing or shuffle. Keep it light, around the mid-50s to upper 50s in percent. In jungle, too much swing can make the loop feel lazy instead of urgent. We want bounce, but we still want drive. Now let's dirty it up a bit. On that hat track, add saturator after drum rack. Push the drive gently, maybe somewhere between 2 and 6 dB, and turn soft clip on. The goal is not to flatten the hats, just to add some edge and body. You want tone, not just volume. If the hats still feel too clean, place erosion before saturator and use it very lightly. Just a small amount of noise mode can give you that chopped, sample-ish grit that feels much more like a classic break than a polished modern drum machine. A really useful move here is resampling. If your hat pattern feels good, print it to audio and then play with the audio version using Simpler. Put Simpler in classic mode, keep the envelope short, and experiment with the start point to find tiny transient variations. This is one of those little tricks that makes a loop feel more alive, because it stops sounding like a perfect grid and starts sounding like something that was performed and chopped. Next, add a ghost break top layer. This is not your main break. It's the high-frequency detail that suggests a chopped break without clogging up the kick and snare. You can do this by slicing a break in Simpler's slice mode, or by using a tiny break fragment in classic mode. High pass it aggressively with EQ8, somewhere around 300 to 600 Hz depending on the source, and don't be afraid to cut some harshness around 6 to 9 kHz if it bites too much. Keep this layer quiet. It should feel more like movement than an obvious extra part. A very effective jungle trick is to automate this ghost layer, so it only appears in the second half of each 4-bar phrase. That tiny change gives the impression of a drummer pushing the groove forward rather than a loop, just repeating. It's subtle, but it makes a huge difference. Now add a metallic tick layer. This can beat a small ride, a click, a rim, or even a pitched noise transient. The point is to create forward motion with little punctuation marks. Process it with stock devices like Corpus, Frequency Shifter, Autopan, or a short delay. Corpus is great if you want a tuned metallic body. Try tuning it somewhere around 200 to 500 Hz and keep the decay short. Frequency Shifter can add a bit of instability, and Autopan, sync gently to 1/8 or 1/16, can make the layer move without becoming distracting. Use this layer sparingly. Don't just double the hats. Let it answer them. That call and response feel is very classic in DNB arrangement, especially old school jungle. One layer drives, another layer shadows, and another one pokes through with little rhythmic comments. Once the layers are working, route them into a group bus called TOP loop bus. This is where you make everything feel like one instrument. On the group, EQ8 first and high pass it to remove unnecessary low end. Depending on the material, that might be anywhere from 150 to 300 HE. Then try drum bus for glue and attitude. A little drive, maybe some crunch if you want a rougher jungle tone, but keep it controlled. If the layers are a bit uneven, use a light glue compressor to pull them together, but only aim for around 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This part is important. Always check the loop with the bass playing. A top loop can sound amazing in solo and still wreck the track when the sub and Reese come in. If the bass loses weight, your top loop is probably too full and the low mids are too bright in a way that masks the groove. In DNB, smaller often feels bigger. A clean, controlled top loop leaves room for the low end to hit harder. Now we move from loop building to arrangement thinking. This is where the track really starts to feel like music instead of a pattern. Automate your filter cutoff or the ghost break layer. Push saturator drive a little more as you approach the drop. Add tiny reverb sends for single hits before phrase changes. You can even automate auto pan amount so the loop feels more tense in the buildup and more grounded on impact. A classic arrangement move is to start with the top loop filtered and minimal in bars 1 to 4, bring in the full version in bars 5 to 8, mute one or two elements on the last beat of bar 8, then come back stronger in bars 9 to 12. By bars 13 to 16, you can open the filter a little more or introduce a variation. That kind of phrasing keeps the listener engaged without making the section feel overworked. If you want an extra transition layer, create a simple effects track with a rising noise sweep, a reverse splash, or a filter downlifter using stock devices like Waveedable, Operator, or even a noise source through autofilter. Keep it understated. Old school DNB doesn't need giant cinematic buildups to work. Often, a short dropout or a quick top loop mute before the drop hits much harder than a huge riser. Once the loop feels right, resample the best moment. Create a new audio track called TOP loop print, set it to record the group or resampling input, and print 4 to 8 bars. Then edit the best section into a clean audio clip. This is a big part of the jungle workflow, because it gives you that committed, sample-based feel while still letting you stay inside Ableton. You can slice the printed loop, rearrange a few hits, or just use it as a locked-in performance layer. After that, drop the loop back into the full arrangement with your kick, snare, break, bass, and any stabs or pads. Listen carefully. Does the loop add urgency? Does it make the groove clearer? Does the bass still punch through? Are the highs starting to feel tiring after a while? If needed, simplify, remove one hit, reduce the width, trim the top end, use utility to check the loop in mono, and make sure the core rhythm still holds together. If it disappears in mono or gets ugly, your stereo treatment may be too wide or your high frequencies too aggressive. A few quick coaching notes before we wrap. Treat the top loop like a performance layer, not a static clip. Use velocity as an arrangement tool. Make silence intentional, and always check the loop at low volume. If the rhythm still reads clearly when the monitors are down, that's a good sign the groove is actually strong and not just relying on brightness. For extra variation, you can build two hat engines and swap them every 4 bars. One version can be tighter and more regular, and then other slightly more shuffled with extra offbeat accents. You can also use probability on small ghost notes, so the detail layer changes a bit, while the main pulse stays locked. That gives you the organic, slightly unpredictable movement that makes jungle feel alive. You can even create a thin version and a thick version of the same loop. Use the thin one for intros and DJ-friendly sections, and the thick one for the drop. Or build a damaged version with more erosion, redux, or saturation, and save that for fills and switch-ups. That contrast is part of the old-school energy. The loop tells a story instead of just repeating. So here's the big takeaway. A great DNB top loop is not just percussion on top. It's a groove engine. Use drum rack, simpler, EQ8, saturator, erosion, drum bus, auto pan, utility, corpus, frequency shifter, and a little smart automation to build something that feels gritty, tight, and alive. Keep it high-passed. Make it evolve every few bars, and let it interact with the bass instead of fighting it. If you get the top loop right, the whole track instantly feels more finished, more urgent, and much more like proper jungle or old-school DNB. Now go build that loop, print it, and make it move.